Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs, and this is the Great America Show. First and foremost, my best wishes to you for a happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America. We're struggling to make sense of these times in which we live, aren't we? We're told the globe is warming. It's our fault, of course. Likely nothing can be done to reverse the damage to this blue orb. The globalist elites say so. They tell us there are too many people living on planet Earth, or alternatively, they say there aren't enough. Depending on which left-wing agenda, the one-worlders, you know, the new liberal world order, which agenda they're pushing at the moment. It's not hard to figure out what these Marxist Dems leading the Democrat Party want. They want to eliminate our borders, bring in millions of illegal immigrants, dull the minds of American youth with illicit and deadly drugs, indoctrinate our children with Marxist ideology, including, of course, critical race theory and gender transformation, as they attack our traditional families, our traditional American values, and attempt to destroy our national identity, sovereignty, and indeed the republic itself. We've heard that the Biden administration, like the Obama administration before it, would like to align the United States with the United Nations on regulation and control of guns, or small arms, as the UN elites work toward creating this new liberal world order. This puppet of ours is impaired, of course, a useful idiot, and ridiculed in every country, it seems, but our own. The Biden White House, in a year and a half in office, has set records on the fewest news conferences, the fewest interviews, and the most massive disinformation campaigns ever peddled as official statements of fact from the presidency. Karine Jean-Pierre tells reporters with a straight face, mind you, that our border with Mexico is secure. The Biden lies are nonstop, and they just simply don't care, obviously. Elon Musk recently just couldn't put up with any more such ignorance. Musk decided to just poke a little fun at the Biden lies about who is the American leader in electric vehicles, or EVs. President Biden recently declared that General Motors CEO is the leader in EV vehicles and the national transition to them, ignoring altogether Elon Musk and that little company that he owns called Tesla. Now, Musk is anti-union, and the United Auto Workers is a dominant union and force in the Biden White House. So there is some bias there, obviously, but how silly is Biden's obvious bias and silly lies? Musk pointed out in an interview with the Kilowatts that GM produced only, are you ready? Only 26 electric vehicles in the fourth quarter of last year. That's right, 26 in the fourth quarter of 2021. 26. And yet the Biden White House has the temerity to say that GM and Mary Barra, the CEO of GM, are the leaders in EVs. Well, in case you're wondering, Tesla is actually the number one EV manufacturer in the United States, not General Motors or any other company. It's Tesla, and by a huge margin. As you would expect, the race is not even close. In fact, Elon Musk pointed out that Tesla delivered 300,000 Teslas in the fourth quarter. 300,000 to 26. That's the margin of this Biden lie about leadership in electric vehicles just because Elon Musk is not pro-union. And Biden doesn't invite Musk to any White House EV summits or councils. And frankly, these are some of the least troubling and mendacious of the Biden behaviors and outright lies. Biden is obviously merely a puppet president doing what his Marxist dim masters tell him to, which is to destroy America. Our guest today has been viciously attacked by those masters. President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor, General Mike Flynn, was framed by the FBI. persecuted for years by the deep state and the Marxist Dems, and that continues to this day. General Flynn, it's always great to talk with you here. Welcome back to the Great America Show. Now, the January 6th committee wants you to testify, and when you declined to talk with them, you took the Fifth Amendment, as any intelligent citizen would do. And the committee decided to roll that video of you saying nothing but taking the Fifth. That was it. Yet there you were up on the screen on video. Were you as surprised as I was to see the committee do that?
Yeah, how about that? It was a surprise. It was a surprise appearance by me today, too, Lou, for your audience. A couple of months ago, I was so I'm under subpoena by the January Unselect Committee. January 6th, called the Unselect Committee. And so a couple of months ago, I was deposed and I went to do my American thing, right? Because I was subpoenaed to come in be asked a whole bunch of questions. And I decided that I was going to take the Fifth to not incriminate me. And I actually went back and I studied the Fifth Amendment and why the founders actually created it, right? They created it so because they knew that the tyrannical overreach of the legislative and the executive branch of government, particularly those two, and especially the legislative branch, would actually put their own citizens into a place where they would use whatever you say, no matter what, to incriminate you. So they gave us the Fifth Amendment right to plead, and I took it. And I took it, and I think I actually, I'm not even sure how much they showed, but Liz Cheney, as I'm driving from one meeting to another today, as I'm going around the country trying to do stuff to get people to wake up to what we're facing, I heard on the radio that, you're not going to believe this, but Lieutenant General Flynn is on the reality TV show that the January 6th committee has created, and he's there, and Liz Cheney is showing a taped deposition of General Flynn pleading the Fifth. What purpose would that serve? And, good enough for the radio announcer that mentioned that. So it was a total surprise to me. I'm not surprised that she did that, that Liz Cheney did that. She is a desperate politician who knows that she's already been censured in her state. And she's asking Democrats for money these days because she knows she's going to lose in this upcoming congressional election when she runs this November. So, and I actually think in the primary, in fact, it is in the primary. So I honestly, it's like everything else, Lou. People in this country are just sick and tired of the absolute abuse of our individual rights and freedoms to be able to speak our minds about things that we believe in. I believe that the election of 2020 was fraudulently conducted, and the results are that we have an illegitimate person operating in the White House. That's what I believe. And there should be no reason for me to not be able to believe that in a free country, and so what am I doing? I'm going around this country, and we are involved in various audits and various lawsuits, and they continue to hold me, Lou, as a major threat to their existence as a political party, particularly in charge of Congress right now. And hopefully we get to these elections, in November, and we just overwhelm them at the voting booth, right? And I'm not just talking about people going out to vote. I'm talking about getting volunteers to work in polling stations, getting volunteers to work at the precincts, and getting volunteers to work on these campaigns. I want people to not just poll watch. I want them to fraud watch, right? Watch for fraud. And report on it when it happens, and we've seen good examples, Lou, of a couple of primaries, and certainly the elections in November back in Virginia, where when we are able to increase the number of volunteers working at the polls, we will win the day. And so I want people that are your listeners, who are terrific, by the way, to understand that get involved and get out there and. and volunteer in one of these polling stations, volunteer in one of these precincts, and just be there and be a, you know, don't just be a poll watcher, be on the lookout for fraud and report it when you see it.
Absolutely. And if you see a drop box somewhere, make sure it's being watched.
Exactly.
As well. I'm begging everybody, not every day, but I'm begging folks to get involved in their local community, to be engaged where it matters most. And that is at the local level. And whether it's the zoning board, the city council, whatever it may be, the school board, get in there and make a difference, because that's where the difference will be made come election time. I want to, by the way, to Liz Cheney's point, she's trying to raise money from the Democrats. She also, at the same time, she was cheering the Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. She was asking Democrats to vote for her. This is one of the most confused congresswoman I've ever
seen. She's desperate. It's desperate. That's what desperation looks like for your audience. All you got to do is pay even modest attention to that particular politician. And that is a desperate politician who wants nothing more than to hold on to power. And we have, you know, for the people of up there in Wyoming, you've got to have a clear focus and a clear mind and dump her and find somebody who's actually going to fight for your values. And I know that the people of Wyoming will do that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. First of all, I can't imagine having put up with her to begin with. But at this point, after all that she's done to insult her constituents and the country and Donald Trump and supporters across the country, I'm with you. I can't imagine them returning her to even the nomination, let alone the election. I want to turn to first this J6 committee meeting. You're holding you up as you pled the Fifth Amendment, the right not to incriminate yourself. They've had absolutely no, as far as I can tell, absolutely no difficulty whatsoever, morally, ethically. Their conscience must be at some point here just shut down. Because they've got secret witnesses who aren't. There was a Department of Justice official. They absolutely lied about his role and part in John Eastman's efforts to defend President Trump and assert his interests. And this man had to prove that he, because again, love Liz Cheney, she's the one accusing him of all of this nonsense, which the Justice Department itself said was not true. Now, given your experience with the Justice Department and the FBI, you know, as we were discussing, why in the world would you not take the Fifth and never, ever talk to the FBI if you didn't have to?
Right.
They tried to frame you, for crying out loud.
No, they did. Actually, they did. And they withheld an extraordinary amount of evidence. In fact, they withheld every single bit of evidence in my case, and I will tell you that if there was a mistake I made, it was dealing with the lawyers that I had. And you learn from a lot of, if you're not learning from mistakes, what I used to tell people in the military was don't make the same mistake twice, make new mistakes, And so for this J6 committee, And just everything about it, it's such a sham, and it's so sad because they're dragging our country and disunifying the United States of America. This committee is not meant to unify. This committee is meant to disunify, and it's in violation of their own congressional policies and rules. The two Republicans, quote unquote Republicans, Kinzinger and Cheney, were not selected by the Republican Party. So the ranking member, Kevin McCarthy, did not select them. Nancy Pelosi selected them because they both have had a strong anti-Donald Trump stance. You know, for your listeners, for everybody that wants to hear this, one of the principal purposes of this thing is to make it so they figure out a way, because they couldn't get him out. They couldn't get Trump out on Russia. They couldn't get him out on two impeachments. This is another effort to figure out a way to indict Donald Trump and bring him to his knees so he can never run for president again. That's the bigger, you know, the greater purpose of this thing. And so, you know, all these people that they're bringing forward into this hearing, and you have to really pay attention to what they're doing and what they're trying to do in this and the types of things that they're doing. And people are going to go, well, there's Republicans on there. Well, you know, take a hard look at who some of those Republicans are that are coming in as witnesses. I mean, I certainly wouldn't spend any time worrying about whether or not they're going to help out this country. You know, they're not.
You know, General, I would say that this is what in broadcasting terms we call narrow casting.
Right.
This January 6th committee, they had big ideas like they've had for seven. We're in our seventh year of the persecution of Donald Trump. And these idiots, the same two fools who led the impeachments, who also played a role in the special counsel investigation. I mean, you added up about 3 years of FBI investigation, about two years of special counsel investigation, two presidential impeachments, and they never laid a glove on the man.
Yeah.
This is an exercise in stupidity. And that's what I mean by a very narrow cast production here on the part of the Democrats.
Yeah.
This time they're talking to an audience who has watched their ignorance over 6 years. They know who these fools are.
Yeah.
When Adam Schiff starts talking about he's got evidence, they heard that act for 2 years, and the man was a complete lying fool. He's making a jackass out of himself every day, presenting himself for who he is. You know, Jamie Raskin, boy radical.
These guys are
terrible people, and they are caricatures of Marxist Dems, and they're sickening. But I just want to say, the only people who would listen to them and believe a word of what they're saying are just beyond stupid.
Yeah, there's it's just sad. It's actually sad there. Because here's the other thing, too, I agree. I mean, if you listen to them and you think that they are telling you any modicum of truth, you know, I hate to, you know, be that harsh, but that you're somebody who really, really has either pure hatred in your heart for this country, or you're just plain old stupid. And, you know, the other thing that people need to understand, Lou, is that everything that we are seeing from the Russiagate to the impeachment processes to this unselect committee, this is all being paid for by taxpayer dollars. I mean, the Russiagate thing, we think exceeded $50 million at the end of the day, $50 million. So with the impeachment hearings and and this unselect committee that's been going on for the better part of a year, I mean, we're looking at well north of $100 million. That's just for purposes because these people, number one, they can do it because they're in power. Number two, they know that there's nothing to it, yet they're going to continue to spend your money, people, listeners. They're spending our money, right? Taxpayer dollars, because these people don't make anything. They only make what we give them. And so
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I think people need to understand that, you know, if you're complaining about the price of a gallon of gas, if you're complaining about the price of a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk at the store, you know, and these people are spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars to find any way they can to get rid of Donald Trump from the lifeblood of the political fabric of this country. That's their whole purpose in life. They're that evil. This is demonic. And it's our dollars that are paying for it, Lou and listeners. I mean, we have got to stop this. We've got to get back to where we're taking the money that we are giving to our, you know, these are employees of ours, right? So these are people that are under our employ, and we're paying them. We're paying their salaries. We're paying for all this foolishness. We have so many problems in this country. I mean, everywhere we've got just incredible rise of fentanyl, which is a nasty, nasty drug. We got an incredible rise of crime. We have the invasion of our border. I mean, it's everywhere. The assault on our children, the assault on our healthcare system, what we've been talking about really here. So our election system. It's just there's so many pieces and parts that are broken that can be fixed. These can be fixed. but not with these idiots that we have in charge right now. And they have, that's why we've got to flush the system.
We do need to flush the system, because the Republican leadership, when we watch what Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn and about a dozen rhino left-wing senators did in the Senate, as we're looking at the prospect of a landslide election for the Republicans in the House and the Senate, these fools, these rhino liberals lined up with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and passed so-called bipartisan gun control legislation.
Yeah, crazy.
The gun safety, it's gun control with red flag laws. There's a lack of due process. It's unconstitutional on its face. And it's just raw ignorance on the part of these Mitt Romney puke liberal rhinos. I'm infuriated when I see it.
I want to go back to
General. Let me just go quickly back to J6 and that committee. Because the real victims here right now, as it stands, are the hundreds of American citizens, our fellow citizens, who've been arrested, who've been charged with crimes, and many of them just simply for being on the grounds of the Capitol on that day. No more than that, with video. And they have been hounded and persecuted. It's cost them a fortune for legal representation. Some of them have taken plea deals that are just so, it breaks your heart
to
see what they did. These are, for the most part, innocent people.
Right.
And we have these ignoramuses from the Democratic Party up there playing Soviet-style theatrical games.
These are like the Bolsheviks. These are like the Bolsheviks of 100 years ago in communist Russia. I mean, that's what we're up against. You know, and when they come after you, when the Department of Justice or Congress comes after you with subpoenas, you know, you can't avoid it. It's going to cost you money. And when the Justice Department particularly comes after you, you know, some person that doesn't have a lot of means, right? They don't have a pot to piss in, excuse me. And all of a sudden you've got the weight of the federal government coming down on you, and they're charging you with all kinds of stuff. And you're turning around going, well, what do I need to do? And you go, it's the first time you ever had to get a lawyer, because the most that you've ever done is maybe, you know, missed paying a parking ticket. That's what, we're talking about people that they're holding in jail. They've never been in front of a judge. They've never actually been formally charged, yet we have them in a political prison. And this is insane. I mean, and this is because our system of government in Washington, D.C. is so out of control. And I don't say that lightly when I say this is like a version of the Bolshevik Revolution back in the early 1900s. We're experiencing a new sort of revolution here by a bunch of socialist, communist, Marxists, whatever you want to call them, who are attempting to take this country over, and they're doing stuff like this. I mean, we know that so many of the January 6th things that are happening, we know that there was infiltration by sources from the FBI. We know that there, in fact, there's so much evidence now that shows that the FBI was part and parcel to running sources inside of the. And you know, like activists to basically promulgate the activity that was going on. And they actually started to do this well before. So all this noise about, you know, Nancy Pelosi's the one that turned down the extra security on January 6th, not anybody else. I mean, it's just crazy.
Let's go to that point that you just raised about the people on that hill that day.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate Sergeant at Arms, Michael Stinger, 71 years old.
Yeah, sad.
Died suddenly hours before today's surprise hearing. This is the man who was in charge of security on the Capitol on January 6th and who resigned in the immediate aftermath of January 6th and did so, not before he said clearly that one of the elements in all of January 6th, he blamed personally, quote unquote, professional agitators in that crowd, the Ray Epps and the others that you see out there in khakis and blue windbreakers. And this is not a question that's being asked. And shame on the Republican Party for not having a concurrent hearing of its own running right now to explore all of those questions and put a megaphone behind it.
What they ought to do, Lou, is they ought to have also an investigation of how this guy died. How did Michael Stanger die? Michael Stanger is a person, by the way, who I know and who I've met. And Michael Stanger, they call that position the Senate Sergeant at Arms. They call that right. The 101st Senator. Okay, that's sort of the inside title of that position, because it's a very powerful position. You are overall responsible for all security of the nation's capital. Okay, so Michael Stanger had really perfect intel, and he talks about it in a video that is now getting a lot more say that out on the world of the internet and social media, because suddenly the guy's dead. And the circumstances of his death are nefarious. And so the Republicans ought to call a session just to investigate his death, because he is a key, critical, vital, whatever word you want to use, component of this January 6th investigation. And now all of a sudden the poor guy is dead. And
well, you know, I'm a fellow believes in statistics, and I believe also and the rule of probability, the odds that this man responsible for January 6th
right.
would die within hours of that hearing that had been arranged today
exactly.
at the last minute, the odds of that happening are so enormously arrayed against that occurrence that it, on that basis alone, deserves investigation. But I have to tell you, I'm not good at guessing about investigations. I've called for investigations of the 2020 election. I was calling for investigations day after day in that. And all I asked for was an investigation. And
right.
guess what? That made me an insurrectionist, because
you're a target. You became an insurrectionist. You became DOJ would put you in the category of domestic terrorist right now. DHS would put you in the category of domestic terrorist.
They might even take away the domestic adjective.
Right. Well, I mean, I know that you were one of the huge media voices that was crying out to say, look, we cannot have the outcome of our election, especially any election, but particularly the presidential election, for president of the United States, be under such a dark cloud. And yet here we are, Lou. We are still under that dark cloud. And you early on calling out this election fraud. And I know I was, one of those voices out there. But you clearly, it was every night you're pounding the table going, hey, all we want to do is we want to look at a few things. And we want to see if what was the actual real result. And if the real result, as Donald Trump actually said, the real result was that Joe Biden won fair and square. Then I'll salute and I'll walk off into the sunset and I'll turn the country over. No problem. But we were fighting tooth and nail. Everybody was fighting tooth and nail. And the other side was stopping us from being able to put some light on these things. And since that time, Lou, we now know that there was massive, massive fraud. And so we are in a different place right now in our country, and all the left can do is continue to beat up the country, beat us over the head and shoulders with this January 6th committee, because they have nothing else. They have nothing else. I mean, they're losing everywhere, believe me. And I mean, look at all the craziness that's coming out about Hunter Biden with this latest video and audio stuff about him dealing with this Russian hooker. I mean, it's incredible.
Let me play that for the audience real quickly here. Because Biden leaving this message on Hunter's answering machine, which was transposed then, of course, to his laptop, which was then they
Incredible.
Pulled more of this. But if you will, please, John, the Joe Biden sound, the Joe Biden, the same Joe Biden who said that he didn't ever discuss business with his son Hunter.
Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. You can just give me a call. Nothing urgent. If I want to talk to you, I thought the article released has been online. This is going to be printed tomorrow in time. Good. I need to clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
To discuss the article about the spy chief of China and their business dealings with one of the entities that was a front company, of course, for CCP intelligence. It really remarkable.
So let's take this, break this down a little bit. So let's just assume that President Xi of China's son was conducting business with the director of national intelligence or the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, sort of on the side, right? The son of President Xi of China, if he were doing that with very underhanded, in a very underhanded way, in a very, sort of making sure that nobody knew about it way, believe me, he'd be executed by now over in China. So here we are with Hunter Biden, the son of the president of the United States of America, doing business with the essentially the director of national intelligence for the Chinese government. I mean, he just can't make this up. And this is Biden. So that voice that you just heard, that's Joe Biden telling his son, I think you're clear. I think you're clear. What is that? What the hell does that mean? I mean, is anybody investigating this? Is the Department of Just Us? You know, not the Department of Justice, Department of Just Us, just them, right? And the FBI, are they investigating? I mean, I don't think they are. I honestly don't think that they're not going to touch this.
They've been at this, General, for 4 years now.
Yeah.
4 long years. Yep. And we're told every time as we approach election year, including 2020, that something might break. We're being told the same thing this year. It's now just a little over 4 months to Election Day 2022, and we're being told there might be something break. The fix is in, folks. It's rigged. It's as clear as anything on our faces. Let me just say very quickly, another part of the J6 committee has been there finding about Proud Boys, calling them insurgents. I mean, they're dealing rough with the Proud Boys. Mm-hmm. They have now newly released video. I want to play it for you. We'll have it. We have it right now up on Twitter. It's at Lou Dobbs on Twitter, at Lou Dobbs. Go there and you'll see this video that the Department of Justice has been trying to hide forever. It blows up the DOJ and Cheney's bogus, seditious conspiracy charges, all of it. The DOJ, this ignorant committee of partisan hacks and their Soviet-style theatrics, they're the ones who've been trying to keep it from you. It's at Lou Dobbs on Twitter. That video is there for you to look at. General, we always give our guests the last word. I would love to hear your concluding thoughts and how you're feeling right now about where we are as a nation.
Yeah. So thanks, Lou. And thank you to your listeners and to everything that you've done for this country using your great platform. And I feel actually very upbeat. I feel very, very good. And, you know, this recent spate of Supreme Court decisions shows just how brilliant our founders were to place a check in the check and balances of our tricameral system using the Supreme Court of the United States, using the judiciary. So this particular Supreme Court really has come through. I would tell people that we're winning. We are definitely winning. We're winning across the board. You know, most people have already forgotten the Virginia election back last November, and the Virginia election took both the legislative branch of their government of the Commonwealth of Virginia, as well as the executive branch, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general, for the first time in 20 years, folks. And the reason why is because we went from 20% volunteers at the polls and precincts to 90% volunteers. Since November, we have either completely overturned, or we have turned over seats in at least 200 school boards across the country. And that's because moms and dads, principally mothers, are getting involved in the country like they've never been involved before. So there are so many examples of where we're winning and how we're winning. I would just let people know that don't give up, get involved, stand up, step up, speak up. And as I love to say, local action will have a national impact, but you got to get involved in your communities like you've never been involved before. So I'm very upbeat. I really, really sincerely appreciate you allowing me to come on your show, Lou, and I'll look forward to coming on again.
Well, we always look forward to talking with you. We appreciate your time today and your great words. We're both informed and inspired, and that's what we'd call a pretty good talk. Thanks so much, General. We appreciate it. You're a great American, and God bless you.
God bless you, Lou, and your audience. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Happy Independence Day. Here tomorrow, we'll be talking presidential politics, the immense failure of the Biden White House, and the Republicans' opportunity to create a lasting majority. You heard me right. A lasting majority in America, winning back all of government, state, federal, local. Leading GOP pollster and strategist John McLaughlin is our guest here tomorrow on The Great America Show. Please join us. Till then, God bless you, and God bless America.